Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Coming to the end of Genesis 27, is Rebecca still conniving? It looks like it. She wants her favorite son, Jacob, safely away from his brother's anger, but also wants his leaving to have her husband's blessing. So she says to Isaac, quote, "I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me?" Verse 46. The daughters of Heth were the Hittite wives whom Esau had chosen. Thus she frames an excuse for Jacob's hurried departure, concealing the true cause, which included her scheme to trick Isaac. So the father calls his younger son to him and instructs Jacob to find a wife back in Paddan Aram, where the family originated. Then he blesses him. Along with the blessing of the Lord, the multiplying of his seed, and the possession of the land, Isaac adds this interesting note, quote, "that you may be an assembly of peoples." Chapter 28, verse 3. This seems to be similar to the promise regarding Abraham, quote, "in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis 22, verse 18. This idea of an assembly composed of various peoples, not simply the Jews, is explained by Paul when he writes to the Galatians, quote, "and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed." That's Galatians 3, verse 8. So here is Jacob, heading off to avoid his brother's wrath, and the Spirit of God uses this occasion to point forward to the day when God would use the scattered Jews to actually assemble thousands of souls from among the nations to be the people of God. With such a dubious start, Jacob leaves his father's herds behind, but with the undeserved grace of God upon him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.